just testing the equipment cost or something. Right, just say briefly about the project I'm going to be looking at. Essentially, I'm going to be looking at the effect of a curriculum project that was organised by community. Northamptonshire Black History Association is a community organisation which forged links with the university and community council and other bodies. So I went in to work with them. And I think that's significant with the direction of the project. Essentially, the reason for the project, which was developed for curriculum materials for schools because it was Black History. The reason why it was developed was that Northamptonshire was primarily, it's got a very sort of small Black community, number of Black communities within it, within Northampton and Wellingborough, for example, was largely dominated by a white community. It's a rural community, so it's your traditional white Highlands area. Having said that, it's had a long-standing, strongly developed Black community that have actually were very much involved with developing the project over the years. And it's one of two or three large projects that were funded by the Heritage Scholarship. And what we did is we produced five curriculum packs. And what I'm going to do is looking at the context in which it was developed, and then I'm going to try and get some insight into how I'm trying to find out about its impact, which is pragmatic, difficult, but pragmatic. So just as I said, going down a few ideas there, essentially the source of the investigation will focus on ultimately on teacher perceptions of the pack and how they used it, and again, it's their perceptions. I don't know how they used it, but just their thoughts about how they read the curriculum. But broadly, clearly, whatever the community, the project's about, I was about teaching a broad curriculum in terms of a diverse curriculum. And I want to see how teachers related it to this broad essence of the curriculum and whether it affected a national perspective. And the premise behind what I'm looking at is that there is a contested notion between nationalism, a common sense of identity, which I think you've looked at today, and the whole idea of diversity and different experiences. And that really underpinned what I was looking at. And I drew particularly on the work of Virgil Lorenz, who's done a study of this in Europe, and just their quote that actually is central to what I'm looking at is the whole idea of the essence of nationalism. When you look at common identities, it says it often underpins exclusive, xenophobic, and intolerant national identities, which were quick to exclude, isolate, persecute, or even eradicate those who were represented as not belonging to the typically